This podcast is brought to you by the Eisner Award-winning Legend Comics and Coffee in Omaha, Nebraska, and by listeners like you. Go to twoheadednerd.com and click Donate Now to become a supporter.
I know you're thinking, you're probably like, oh, great, they took a week off. We'll see him in six friggin' months, but no! We're back with another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week. My name is Matt Baum. You can find me at Matt Baumstein.
It's been so long, he's forgotten.
On the Twitters, across from me, the other head on this ugly monster. His name's Joe Patrick. Say hi, Joe.
Hey, it's me, Joe Patrick.
Where do we find you on the Twitter?
Technically speaking,
no.
I do have at Joe Patrick 116, yeah. But
let's use that to talk about Dancing with the Stars.
I'm not really interested in in promoting my own personal Twitter account.
Let's just promote your own so you can talk about Dancing with the Stars there. If you want to follow
primarily, I tweet from at Two-Headed Nerd.
If you want to find comic book and show related stuff,
Dancing with the Stars news,
you can follow us at Two-Headed Nerd.
Hot takes about what Val Schmarkowski is wearing. He was dressed as Scrooge McDuck. That's comic book relevant. He was dressed as Uncle Scrooge.
Still don't care. What we're doing here is playing the answer of the week. Here's how it works. On the regular show, we ask you the question of the week. And then you can call us at 402-819-4894. You can leave us a 2-minute message.
It's like riding a bike.
With your answer. Yeah, I almost lost it. Or you can email us at twoheadednerd@gmail.com with your sexy MP3 answer. You can put music in it. You can put explosions in it. You can put fart noises in it. We don't care. But it's got
to
be
But they have
under.
To be Gene Belcher style fart noises like from his Casio keyboard.
And they have to be under 2 minutes. That's the rules. You got to share the air. You want to go to the forums. You can write a whole book about your thoughts. But before we can hear any of your thoughts,
nobody cares.
Know.
We don't even go to the forums hardly ever.
I actually have been spending more time there.
That's good. I've been making a conscious effort
to go to the damn forums.
I just feel bad.
Do stuff.
Yeah.
So, Joe Patrick.
Yeah.
What was the question?
This week's question, if I recall, came from D. Murray.
You are, in fact, recalling.
Oh, yeah, I am, in fact, recalling. It came from D. Murray, who very simply asked, who is the funniest character in comics?
Straightforward.
Boom.
I love it. Speaking of funny,
yeah,
we named a drink after one of our favorite comic book funny characters.
It is certainly funny looking.
The cocktail of the week is something we share while we listen to your answers every week while we play this game because we need a little booze just to get through it. I'll tell you what. Man. This one is called the Slapstick Martini. You can find a picture and the recipe for it up on our Tumblr. It is a cake, vodka, and blue carousel martini.
Oh my God. Excelsior. Cake, vodka. Why does such a thing even exist?
Because Casey and your wife. And now you.
Oh, man, that's
See?
So good. Oh, that would be amazing.
Well, this is actually garnished with a snorkel full of confetti because that's something stupid that Slapstick would do.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Right.
It's so sweet.
I know. I can barely tolerate it. My God. I prefer bitter or gasoline. Let's get right to it.
Yeah.
Mr. Randy Andrews, taking back first place. Hit us right away with this one.
It had been a while, but he's back, babies.
He's back.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews emailing in for the question of the week. This week, you were asking about who's the funniest character in comics.
Thank you, Randy.
That's a really tough decision because I could be naming a lot.
Please don't.
My top three?
Nope.
Would be close to Bobby, Iceman, Spider-Man, and of course, Death's Head.
Pick one.
I have to pick Death's Head.
Okay.
He's my number one choice in all the comics that I've ever read of Death's Head. He is hilarious.
Death's Head.
He's a funny.
Death's Head is pretty funny.
Robot that has quips and is genuinely funny when you read stories about him. Well, that's my answer this week, guys. Hope you like it. Check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.net. And my music this week
funniest music
is
you
from
can find.
Batman,
hilarious music.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
See you in a week.
About as unfunny
Bye
as the music
for now.
Could be. But maybe he's trying to be ironic about it. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a funny choice.
He is right. Death's Head is a very funny character.
I have no opinion.
Yeah.
The only thing I've ever read with Death's Head in it was that brief arc in Iron Man.
And he was funny in there. I like
him.
Yeah,
I suppose so. Yeah.
Thank you, Randy. Always good to hear from you, buddy.
Hey, congrats on the new job.
Well, what's he doing?
I don't know.
Oh.
He said, sorry, I missed last week. Started a new job and it got a little hectic.
I think he's a bounty hunter.
Just like Death's Head.
Yeah. And dog.
And dog.
Only not as racist.
No, no.
Speaking of not being racist, none of our Australian listeners are racist. They're all sweethearts down there.
Yeah.
They're wonderful people. We got Jimmy, Mr. Randall.
G'day, Joe. G'day, Matt. It's Jimmy Randall here, sending in an MP3 with my answer to the question of the week. Now, funniest character in comics, eh? Look, for me personally, hands down, it goes to Gus, the little seal walrus herder character from yeah. Saga. Little bit of backstory here. I love Saga, of course, like every single other person that reads comics, but it's just amazing. I got my little ritual every time it's a new Saga book out. I'll go and pick it up. I'll run myself a bubble bath. I'll get a bit of Stony Bro, to paraphrase Matt there, and I'll lie there and I'll read Saga.
Jimmy Randall's
and
a Stony Bro?
Gus has just been consistently entertaining. Fifi Stapes, created him, and Brian K. Vaughan thought it was so amazing that he just fleshed out the whole character there. Little cute guy with, there's dark allusions to his backstory. My favorite Gus quote is when he says, sweet. I've been called lots of things in my time, but sweet is not one of them. So to really go into his character more, and the funny bits will kind of get into spoiled territory. So I really sort of invite you all to check it out. I'm glad I read it in the bath because he literally makes me piss myself with laughter.
Gross.
So that's my answer. Look forward to hearing everyone else's. Jimmy, out.
What do you think this is? The gym shower?
God, what is that, acceptable in Australia? God.
So I'm so far back in my Saga reading that to me, Gus or Goose or however you pronounce
it's spelled weird.
It's spelled Gus. It's just spelled G-U-S, but maybe there's an umlaut.
Oh, yeah, there's something over it. You're right.
He exists only as a visual. Like he is, I think he has popped up, but like all of that stuff he talked about, I have not read any of that yet.
Oh, okay.
And so I only know him as like, oh yeah, that seal guy.
No, when you get into him, he's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I need to get caught up on Saga. What's wrong with me?
I don't know. I have no idea. We should stop doing this. So you can get caught up right now. We can run a bubble bath.
I'll
go run a bubble bath.
I don't have time to get caught up on Saga. I have to get caught up on the equivalent of 2 years of Amazing Spider-Man so that I can read the Clone Conspiracy when it comes out.
Well, you should have been reading Amazing Spider-Man the whole time because it's wonderful. But regardless of that, we're going to the voice line. I have no clue who this is.
Hey guys, how's it going? It's D again.
D.
I'm in the middle of moving, so all my equipment and all my personas are packed away right now. But it's my question this week. So my answer has to be, for me, Spider-Man. Ever since the Spider-Man animated cartoon show came out back in the mid-90s, I fell in love with the quick wits of Spider-Man, all his good comedy escapades. Iron Man was like a close second for me. Because this jet has a dry sense of humor, that martini brand of humor, but Spider-Man, hands down, he knows what's the right thing to say at the wrong time, always. Take it easy, guys.
Spidey, solid answer.
Yeah. I don't really have too much more to add to...
Yeah, I mean, come on.
That answer.
Spidey, he makes a living being funny. Gets mad at other people
sure
when they try and steal his shtick.
Excellent, D. I hope at this point you're probably moved, because it has been... 2 full weeks.
Well, I hope you're moved by now. Good Lord. But the good news is, D, not homeless.
I do have it on good authority that he did manage to find the box where his personas were all packed away.
Good.
So maybe look for a...
Stony D.
Maybe look for a good old comeback this week.
I hope so. I miss Stony D. Oh, hey, dude. Bozo is back. Take it away, Bozo.
Yo, nerds. ABK from Bozo here with my answer to the question of the week. I gotta make this one quick. I am drunk in Mexico with Mrs. Bozo.
Awesome.
And I'm supposed to be getting more margaritas. If she knew I was talking about funny books with you guys, more than my clown nose would be red and spongy.
Whoa.
So when I read Dee's question
mean,
this week, my thoughts turned to all the standards. Deadpool, the Joker and Harley Quinn, etc. You get it. But then I thought, when was the last time one of those characters made me laugh? I couldn't come up with an answer. After some navel gazing, the answer did come to me, though. The funniest character in comics? Archie M.F. Andrews. Wade mainlines John Hughes in each and every issue of Archie, and I feel like I'm watching a sequel to Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Every month, I crack that book open and giggle like an idiot.
Really?
Veronica Fish even works in visual gags if you're savvy enough to spot them. Front to back, that book is pure, unadulterated whimsy.
No
Well, nerds, it is time for me to depart. The Hugo de Papa is here, and I've got a sunburn to get. Oh, and, P.S., don't tell my wife, but I sneaked comics into our luggage.
Woo!
Excelsior.
Wow. I don't know, like, isn't there laws against sneaking comics over state line, over, like,
you
know,
certainly across customs, yeah, boy.
I was surprised they didn't stop you right there. You're like, oh.
Well, anything goes in Mexico. Maybe if you're going up to Canada or something.
Nah. They love comics in Canada. They just, yeah, they love, they're all the comedian, or comedians, comic creators coming out of Toronto. They have the big, you know, Vancouver show. They love it. They love it.
Well, look,
you know what? There's a big one in Mexico City, too.
Maybe they love comics in Mexico, too.
There is a big comic convention in Mexico City. I know that.
All right.
I can't remember, tell you what it's called. El Comic Convenciono.
Boy, that is racist.
It's my Ricky Schroeder spam.
All right.
Hey, honey, it's me. Sorry I didn't get back to you last week. A little busy. But I guess the comic I'm having the hardest time quitting is The Flash. I just really like the character, but I just cannot get into any of these Barry Allen books. Just mainly because Wally West is just an inherently more interesting character.
I agree.
In regard to who the funniest comic character is, I'm going to flip it a little bit. I couldn't really think of a actual character, but the funniest comic creator currently, I would say, is Rob Gilroy on Chew. Just does some great art, but he's the funniest mainly because of all the things he peppers in the background. Just lots of funny sight gags, little images, words, you name it. It always makes me laugh, and I love going through that comic and looking for things I missed. So yeah, that's it. I'll talk to you later. Love you. Bye.
Love you too, mystery husband. Always good to hear from you, buddy. Sweetheart, I mean. Sorry, buddy. God, that's so rude. We're married. We're crying out loud. People are going to think it's a problem with our marriage.
Yeah, Chew. He's right. Rob Guillory. I love pouring through the art in that book and looking at all of the little graffiti things he peppers in.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's,
yeah,
it's super fun.
Yeah, Guillory's just hilarious. What did he just write that we reviewed and really liked?
No, Rob Guillory is the artist of Chew.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking the writer.
The writer of Chew is John Layman.
Yeah, Layman just wrote that.
About.
He just wrote the Alien Predator Judge Dredd thing.
Oh, yeah. Aliens versus Predator versus Judge Dredd versus your pocketbook.
Yeah.
Do people say pocketbook anymore?
No, no one says pocketbook, Grandma. All good right. God.
Shit.
I'm be checking my coin purse and see what we've got here. Oh, it's a nickel.
Look, if you want to get your coin purse checked, talk to Mystery Husband.
Good Lord. What? Yeah, I don't know.
Coin purse, isn't that like a euphemism?
No. Gross.
It is too.
Stop it.
Look, how can I know this and you don't?
We are done with this. Let's go to our man on the street. Beating the pavement, Mr. Damon Chan. Out there, the mean streets of Manhattan. Right now.
Hey guys, Damon Chan. I'm back in the mean streets of Manhattan to give you my answer to the question of the week regarding who we consider to be the funniest characters in comic books. My answer is The Tick from the 90s animated series. I'll be honest with you, I haven't really read too much of The Tick's comic book, but, you know, the show, I did read it eventually. It is equally hilarious, but all those moments I think of The Tick, I just think of that show. For those not familiar with the character, he's basically a very big dude in a blue suit. He's a bit of an idiot, more childlike than an idiot, but when he goes around superheroing,
he's a childlike
he kind
idiot.
Of reflects this childlike view of the world. He jumps across like buildings, rooftops, and just smashes them as he goes along and believes in truth, justice, etc., etc. And he has his partner, Arthur, who is a ordinary dude in a moth suit. And he kind of plays a straight man to the insane situation that Tix gets himself in. And he faces equally ridiculous villains like Chairface Chippendale, who's a dude with a chair for a head, and Mad Eating Cow, which kind of explains itself. But yeah, The Tick, that's my answer. And I'm actually looking forward to, hopefully, what will be the new Amazon series with The Tick. I saw the pilot episode is trying to get picked up, and I really hope that they do, because I wasn't blown away with the first episode, but I think it has a ton of potential. All right, guys, I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Okay, is voting still open, or is it done?
I don't know if voting's open or not.
I'm checking right now. Vote for Tick and Dick. What is Dick? Amazon is doing that thing again. Are they post pilots? Yada, yada, yada.
Just go to amazon.com/pilot season.
Was Dick the thing with Kevin Bacon?
I Love Dick was the thing with Kevin Bacon.
Okay. There is not a link to go vote. Way to go, Yahoo. This is, you know what? That's why nobody uses Yahoo anymore. Okay.
Amazon. Go to amazon.com.
Well, they had a story about it.
Pilot season.
Amazon.com, The Tick. Episode 1. Watch now. That's it.
Oh, it's a take the survey. That's, you gotta, you watch it, you take the survey. That's how you do it.
You watch it and then you take a survey on your TV?
No, on right there. There's a thing right there that says Amazon.com pilot season. It's a big orange box. It says, take the survey. Right there.
Oh, it's not doing that for me.
Amazon.com/pilot season.
Oh, I'm at Amazon.com/the tick.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
God. I'm like somebody's grandmother.
Yeah, you are. Pilot. Is it plugged in?
Pilot season.
Did you try turning it on and off?
Is your computer plugged into the wall, man? The study you're responding to is now closed.
Voting is over. Voting is over.
So we don't know what happened. We don't know if the tick got picked up or not. Damon Chan is right. The tick is absolutely hilarious. Shame on you, Damon. Go pick up those Now comics. They've been reprinted a billion times.
New England Press.
Oh, you're right. New England Press. Publisher. Go pick those up. They've been repressed a billion times. They are wonderful. All of them are wonderful.
The original ones that Ben Edlund did himself.
Oh my God.
In the 80s.
So good.
Many of the plots from the cartoon, yes. Early episodes of the cartoon, are based directly on some of those issues, which is wonderful.
Well, and Ben Edlund produced the cartoon show too.
Oh, so. Yeah, certainly. Yeah, no, I mean, he had a huge
right
hand
there.
In it.
So if you like the cartoon, you like the comics, pick them up. The Tick. I couldn't agree more. Jesse Kiefer, make that noise for me.
Do it.
Hey, yes! Joe, Matt, it's Kiefer from GarlicsPodcast.com. I'm emailing in my answer to the question of the week. Who is funny? This is kind of a tough question because being funny can be like being John Cena. I mean, one minute you're the doctor of thugonomics and you're awesome and everyone digs it. But suddenly you're Fruity Pebbles and now you're overdone. People get tired of the same old shtick.
I
think a good funny character continues to surprise us. Refreshes their material, and most importantly, they're used kind of sparingly so that they don't go stale. So in that vein, my answer is Axe Cop. Now, Axe Cop was initially written by a 5-year-old and drawn by the older brother. You knew this thing was going to have a shelf life. I mean, some of it had to do with the fact that Malachi Nicole was young, and some of it had to do with the fact that Ethan Nicole had the time to chronicle everything. But because the stars aligned, we got something incredible. I work in an elementary school, and kids say the most surprising, hilarious stuff I've ever heard. And for 6 years, we got a webcomic turned print comic that captured all of that. It's lightning in a bottle. It's been often imitated, but nothing will truly match up to Axe Cop. In the first page, Axe Cop steals the perfect fireman's axe, holds tryouts for a new partner who is named Fluke Cop. They go chop the heads off of dinosaurs and then put bombs inside of the heads of the dinosaurs. And when dino blood gets on Fluke Cop, he then transforms into Dinosaur Cop. And this bears repeating, that's on the first page. I still laugh at Axe Cop, maybe because of how funny it is, or maybe because it's more epic than a Sly Stallone team of Expendables. But Axe Cop is definitely my answer.
Absolutely.
That's all I got, gentlemen. Have a great week.
That's a wonderful answer.
Yeah, Axe Cop is awesome.
I love Axe Cop. There was a brief Axe Cop cartoon as well. Also very funny.
Nick Offerman.
Yes.
Was Axe Cop.
The perfect voice for Axe Cop, by the way, too. Like, I didn't know it until the first word came out of Axe Cop's mouth. And I went, okay, like, that works.
There's a character in Axe Cop called Sockerang, who is a guy with socks for arms. And, I mean, it's exactly what it sounds like. He throws socks and they come back to him.
Well, yeah. Well, what else would they do?
Yeah, Sockerang. Right. I just wanted to add that.
Fair enough.
I think it's pretty great.
Fair enough. The cat nerd himself says he has a pretty basic answer this week, boys.
Because I got a fine sense of humor, but she doesn't laugh at my jokes. I got this fine sense.
Hey, Joe and Matt, cat nerd here. Well, guys, this week I'm not even going to try to pretend to unearth some obscure indie darling comics character. When it comes to who's funniest, the answer, quite simply, is Spider-Man. And here's why. Spidey is such a well-rounded and versatile character, capable of being inserted into so many different kinds of stories. And when it comes to his comic chops, you get twice the bang for your buck. See, everyone knows that when the mask is on, Peter is capable of some truly great zingers. And it's such a blast to read him exercise his cutting wit on his rogues gallery. But Spider-Man is also great because in addition to laughing with him, you can laugh at him. Spidey is like the most famous lovable loser in comics, right? And even if it might point to the sadistic side of some readers, it's kind of fun to watch him lose. Am I wrong? Pete is a magnet for embarrassing situations, and he can put his foot in his mouth like no one else in comics. Pete loses the girl. Pete goes to kick the football, only to have it whisked away. Then he'll go on to lament about the tragedy of it all. Nobody's reminded me of how much fun it is to laugh at Spidey lately more than Chip Zdarsky on his recent run of Howard the Duck, where the Spider-Man moments never fail to make me guffaw. So there you go. It's simple. Part Bugs Bunny, part Charlie Brown, endless potential for laughs. Well, guys, that's it for me this week. If you want to hear more, you can check out my podcasts, Galacticus and Adult Crash on iTunes. And, of course, you can find my comics and illustrations at Kettner.com. Thanks. Got a fine sense of humor, but she doesn't laugh at my jokes.
Two votes for Spidey.
Yeah.
Two votes for Spidey. I like that Kettner. It's like, let's not f*** around in Spider-Man.
Right.
And he's not wrong. Honestly, he's not wrong at all. I dug a little deeper for mine. We'll get there. But I think that's a great answer. Thank you, Cat Nerd. Always good to hear from you, buddy. Let's go to Mr. Anthony Krepp, currently residing in Brooklyn.
No last names. No
last
names.
Nerds, Anthony residing in Brooklyn here. And when I started thinking about the funniest character in comics, like names just started flooding into my head. You know, Tommy Monahan, Nat the Hat, Hacken, Six Pack and all of Section 8, right? Cassidy, Detective Soap, all these just characters started, and I was like, how am I going to list down? But I did.
I don't think Detective Soap was very funny.
And this week, I'm going to take a DQ. And Joey, I know you're not a sports fan.
Yeah, it means disqualified.
DQ is an abbreviation for disqualification.
Thanks.
The funniest character in comics is Garth Ennis. Without question.
Disqualified.
I can't whittle his stuff down to who's the funniest.
We allowed it
because
with,
it's and he hits all types of humor.
Mystery Husband.
Like, darkly funny. Like, Detective Soap is just one darkly funny factoid after another. Visually funny. When Tommy and Nat need Catwoman's help and they throw a dead cat on a spotlight to make a cat signal.
Yes.
This is really funny.
Yes.
In the pages of Preacher, you've got Cassidy, who is a thoroughly Irish dude who allows himself to be captured by the, I think it's, they're called the Grail, by the Grail. And he's pretending to be Jesse Custer, who's super Texan.
Right.
So to read his Irish brogue trying to ape a Texas accent is hilarious.
You got
so,
me, partner.
Yeah, Garth Ennis, man. Funny dude. All right, thanks.
All right.
Yeah, well, listen, we allowed it for Mystery Husband.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I didn't even write it down for Mystery Husband.
Oh, come on.
I kind of didn't allow it.
All right,
I'm
come
just saying,
on.
You got to pick one character. Pick who's Garth Ennis' funniest character.
Garth Ennis is
Hitman.
A character.
Hitman is his funniest character.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. Maybe Dog Welder.
I see Hitman is not really... He's more the straight man in him.
Yeah, but Tommy cracked a bunch of jokes, too. He went and tried out for the JLA just to look through Wonder Woman's clothes. I mean, come on.
That's true, but Garth Ennis didn't write that.
No, that was Grant Morrison wrote that.
Right.
But still, that counts for the character.
Look, you can do whatever you want, but it ultimately will be meaningless.
Right.
So I say it counts.
All right.
Whatever.
Now it's time for Josh Richter.
Hey guys, Josh here with my answer of the week for who I think is the funniest character in comics. And for me, it's really no contest. The answer has to be Spider Jerusalem from Transmetropolitan.
Okay. Mm.
From bowel disruptors used on the president to buckets of caribou eyes as food to religion conventions and Air Jesus tennis shoes that can walk on water. And I still really want them. And I don't know why Nike hasn't made them. What's up, Nike? Are you afraid?
Yeah.
No other character has gotten more laughs from me than Warren Ellis' futuristic nod to Hunter S. Thompson. Now, Warren Ellis himself is one of the few truly funny writers in comics, like bone deep funny. And Derek Robertson does an absolutely masterful job of world building with his art. We get to see Spider react to this crazy manic world around him. But for all the wacky drug-fueled hijinks we remember, the thing that actually makes Spider so funny is the deep and throbbing vein of pathos that runs the lengths of Transmet's satire. There's a wellspring of humanity underneath the comedic bluster of both Spider and the book as a whole. It means we care about Spider and the world around him. So when he bounces off this crazy future world and he reaches the comedic heights that the book is known for, we're right there alongside with him instead of observing him at a distance. He's not Bugs Bunny, he's Alvy Singer. And any goober can try and stroke the comedic shaft, but to get the true laughter one shot, you need a master who knows how to tickle the pathos balls just right.
You're going to have to bleep this whole thing.
And no one is a more skilled tickler than Warren Ellis. Well, that's my answer, and that's my 2 minutes. Thanks, guys.
Josh.
Alvy Singer is Woody Allen's character from Annie Hall.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, a lot of, wow.
God almighty.
A lot of crotch humor. A lot of penis metaphors.
Like, I know we took some time off you guys, but yeah, we're a clean podcast.
Wow. And while he's doing it, I was like, God, these guys have gotten so good. Oh, gross.
Oh, gross.
But you know us, a couple of prudes. What can you do? Yeah, you know. I don't know. Always crying.
We need a couple more of these slapsticks and maybe I'll be into it.
There we go. We'll whip them out. Stroke them. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't
know. No, not okay.
Let's go back to Australia. Cleon, can you clean the show up a little bit, please? The Thunder from Down Under, folks.
G'day, THN. It's the Thunder from Down Under emailing in for the question of the week. Now, I saw the question and I feel bad because my answer for this question is actually the same as last week's. I'd say funniest character in comics is Spider-Man. And, you know, it's not that, you know, Spider-Man is a comedy sort of, you know, comic book, but I think out of all the superheroes, you know, comedy is actually a huge part of his psychology and his character. It's part of that, you know, alter ego that the nerdy Peter Parker kind of obtains when he puts on the mask. It's a way of compensating for, you know, his previous anxieties and, you know, when he used to be bullied. And so him being funny and cracking jokes and quips is kind of a way that he kind of, you know, assumes power in that sense. I also think, you know, being a street level superhero, it's a way that he keeps sane so that, you know, he doesn't turn into someone like, you know, say Daredevil or Punisher. And it's also a way to distract the enemy. So I think comedy and being funny is a very integral part of the character. It's not just that he's funny on the book, but he's funny for a reason. And it kind of, you know, makes him stand out, I think, to a lot of the other Marvel superheroes and even, you know, DC superheroes. I think that comedy, that the quips that Spider-Man has is a very unique part of his character. All right. Thanks, guys. I'll catch you guys next week. Really want to keep consistent on the answer of the week this time. All right. Catch ya.
Stay with us, Thunder from Down Under. We love you. Another vote for Spidey. Firmly in the lead right now. And like we said, not a bad vote. I don't mind that answer at all.
Certainly not a bad vote.
And certainly a character that's always been funny and doesn't force the funny. Ryan Domingos. I haven't heard from this clown for a while.
I thought he was dead.
Where the hell did this guy go?
Hey, nerds. It's Brian Domingos here. So I was thinking about the funniest character in comics, and I realized that the funniest is not always the lead. Like on Mad Men, Don Draper is the lead, but Roger Sterling, he gets the best and the funniest lines. So I asked myself, who is the Roger Sterling of comics? Who steals every scene he's in with his biting wit and his funny quips? So I recently finished the second Demon trade for the paperback by Garth Ennis and John McCrae. And this book is basically Hitman the Early Years. And in it, it showed me just how funny this specific character is. And the character is, of course, Beitor. He's amazing in every scene.
Ah.
And this writes him as a scoundrel with a few words. And he mostly just screams his name, I am Beitor. And it always works. It's the perfect punctuation to every statement. And it's just a flawless retort. And every scene, he's funnier than everybody. And there's a huge payoff at the end of the second trade for his name in general. So he's pretty hilarious, and he has survived Flashpoint, and he's in both the New 52 and the Rebirth continuity, and he really just deserves our respect.
So is Hacken.
So when signing off, I am Beitor.
The only other character I can think of that yells his name, I am, and then his name.
Who is the other one?
Groot.
Oh, Groot, yes, of course.
Come on. Are you serious?
Dude, I don't read Guardians of the Galaxy. I haven't read it in forever.
You know that all he says is, I am Groot.
I know, but I'm just saying it wasn't on the forefront of my mind is all.
Come on.
That's an excellent answer.
I do love Beitor.
Excellent answer.
Do love Beitor.
All right. Dang.
Our final call.
Everybody, like, we had over 10 calls. We had 12 or 13 calls, and people were succinct.
I like it.
They burned right through it.
Now, when we pose the right, when the, pardon me, we, when the right question is posed.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's easier to do.
Yeah. You know, maybe somebody's doing that on purpose.
Right.
This guy.
Let's go to the Orca for our final call. The leaves are changing up there in Maine. First snow should be hitting any time now.
In September.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool is the funniest character in comics. I'm sure you'll get a lot of Deadpool answers, but I'm really talking about the movie character. Joe Kelly's version would be second. Either that or that guy that does Take the Money and Run on the third week and sometimes the second week of each month of the famed Two-Head Nerd comic book podcast.
Never heard of
but
it.
I'm specifically referring to the movie version of Deadpool because of the added layers of him either making fun of his real-life self or of Hugh Jackman's real-life self. Well, Deadpool makes a habit of breaking the fourth wall, but he's never been played by anyone, of course, in a comic book. So this was like breaking a fifth wall or something. I don't like the first version, 290s if you can believe it. Thank you very much, Mr. Liefeld. I don't like the Jerry Duggan version, too tame. But Reynolds nailed it. I was worried I had built it up too much in my mind, but it exceeded even my expectations. Go watch it again and tell me it wasn't the best comic book movie ever. Apologies to Heath Ledger, James Gunn, but there's a new leader in the clubhouse. Kiss, kiss, nerds.
It's a strong argument for what he's saying. And honestly...
Wait, hold up. Are we sure that was the Orca?
Yeah.
Because he did not make one single inappropriate comment.
Jesus, you're right. He didn't.
Not a single one.
Yeah. Nothing about his nether regions. Nothing.
Yeah.
Wow. Sometimes he's going to get done, I guess. But he does have a point. The Deadpool movie was wonderful.
I loved it.
It was simple, it was stupid, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, I totally loved a Deadpool movie.
Yeah, and Joe Casey's Deadpool, I would argue, one of the funniest characters
Joe
in comics.
Joe Kelly's Deadpool.
Pardon me. Joe Kelly's Deadpool, one of the funniest characters in comics. Christopher Priest's Deadpool, also very, very funny.
I can't disagree.
But since then, we'll get into this. We'll get into this.
Will we?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about it a little bit.
You're going to talk about Deadpool?
I mean, not as my favorite character. Funniest character, but let's just get into it. I was gonna
pick a favorite.
Yeah, we'll do that in a second. I was gonna say I'm so proud of everyone for not saying Harley Quinn or Deadpool, but I think the Orca brought up a Deadpool that genuinely was funny. The Ryan Reynolds one.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with the character.
No, there's nothing wrong with the character. I'm just talking about the way that he's used or has been used, both her and him.
Yeah,
Harley Quinn.
Yes,
and Deadpool.
Because they are marketing powerhouses. It is so and that's.
Forced.
It's an impossible temptation for
it's
them to.
It's so forced, and yeah. It's not funny. It is specifically not funny. That on the nose, wacky. Bleh, I mean, like, give me a damn break,
right?
And I'm so proud of everybody else for like looking for this sort of highbrow humor in their characters. Now, I totally agree with him when he talks about old school Deadpool that walked that line of being zany but not insane, like he ended up. Where he turned out to be like Bugs Bunny with
guns. I mean,
guns.
He was kind of insane, but in a more controlled way.
Yeah, more like in a comedian insane, not Bugs Bunny with guns.
I mean, he kept an old lady prisoner in a house, and then when she was bad, he locked her in a torture chamber.
Oh, so, yeah, he was a bad guy.
He was crazy. I mean, he's crazy.
He was a bad guy.
Yeah.
But Al was his friend, and she did stuff for him.
No, Al was not his friend.
This is how their friendship worked, okay?
Oh, my God.
Let's get into our favorite. I'm going with Damon Chan for the Tick. Damon Chan is right. I think the Tick is absolutely one of the most hilarious characters in comics. Nobody said the Flaming Carrot. Nobody said Reed Fleming, World's Angriest Milkman. And nobody said my answer.
Because that's because nobody has read those comics in
years.
Oh, man,
they're
years.
So funny. They're so
And they're
great.
By the same guy.
I know. And they're so great. I'm looking at my Reed Fleming, World's Angriest Milkman book right now.
Yeah. So
they're not by the same guy. It was David. David Buscelli did Reed Fleming. Reed Fleming appeared.
I thought Bob Burden.
No, he appeared in some Tick comics, but different dude.
Not Tick.
Flaming Carrot. Let's get into us.
Fast forward.
Let's get into us. Weep.
My favorite caller is Brian Dominguez.
Okay.
For Beitar.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you already heard mine. I'm sticking.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So, I mean, funniest character in comics, my answer is Spider-Man.
Okay.
Because his book is not necessarily a comedy, though it is lighthearted a lot of the time. Not always.
Right.
I think Spider-Man is at his best when he is being irreverent and quipping. And whenever they try to insert too much drama into Spider-Man, it can feel very... force is not the word I'm looking for.
Torturous?
Alien.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't belong. Strange. This does not belong.
Yeah.
And it's been a problem, or it was a problem for Spider-Man books before they did the big relaunch.
Especially the Swierczynski run. Right. Jesus.
And... you know, not that, like, you want to tell different kinds of stories. You're sure. Writing a character. You want to tell a dramatic story now and then. And I get it. You know, and there have been great dramatic Spider-Man stories. The death of Jean Grey and the murder of Jean DeWolf by Peter David. Like these.
Sure.
You know, Kraven's Last Hunt, certainly.
Oh, got it.
And so, like, there is room for drama and tension in Spider-Man, but not as, like, an ongoing status quo.
No, absolutely.
And so when it was so bogged down in like months and months, if not years of, oh my God, my identity and my aunt and my wife and the devil.
Yeah.
And it was just like, ugh.
It was, yeah, it was too much. And no. It was like, that's not what we go there for.
No. And yeah. So Spider-Man is the sort of character, other callers touched on it. Even when he's just popping up and drops three or four lines in a larger comic, recent issues of Civil War II or the Avengers books during Bendis's tenure.
Yeah.
And it's just immediately kind of lifts everything up.
Yeah. It's just hilarious.
And I think that.
And even in the latest Cap movie where.
Oh,
the
for
Spider-Man
sure.
Character
yeah.
Showed up. And instantly
nailed it.
Yeah. Nailed it. Instant comic relief.
And I think even despite the existence of characters who only serve one purpose, and that is to be crazy,
sure.
Like Deadpool or Harley Quinn
or slapstick or Mimic.
Spider-Man, hands down, is the funniest character in the history of comics. I think that on average, you know, on average, I don't know. I'm not sure where I'm headed with this.
I don't know
stuff.
Where you're going with that.
I'm just saying, like, in over the span of his, you know, 60
right.
year existence.
Sure. His humor, his demeanor, it has been.
No character has landed as many funny moments as Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. I think that's safe to say. Without
that's
a doubt.
Answer.
I'm going straight to a comedy book. And I have to cheat here because it is a duo. But you cannot pick one or the other.
Milk and cheese.
It's Milk and Cheese.
Yeah, I thought about it.
It is Evan Dorkin's Milk and Cheese.
Yeah.
Now, I almost picked Raymond Quentin Schmuckles from Akewood.
Oh, Ray. Ray Schmuckles.
Ray Schmuckles, who made a deal with the devil to become a pop star and had a huge hit with his song, Everybody Dance Like There's Ass in Your Pants.
Also the star of a series of break dance videos called The Dude Has Got No Mercy.
Yes, it was underground street dancing.
The winner of The Great Outdoor Fight.
Yes.
I love Ray.
Stole.
That's a better answer, quite frankly.
Stole a gold medallion from the Incan fun god King Cho Cha Cha Cho.
Yeah, Cho Cha Cha Cho.
But no, Evan Dorkin's Milk and Cheese. It is laugh out loud funny. And most of the comics were one page that he just sketched out. And it's a one page joke. And my favorite one, and I remember it was like one of the first ones I read. I was at a comic book store called Anarchy Comics here in Omaha years and years and years ago.
R.I.P.
And they had a poster on the wall for this Milk and Cheese. And it was for the one panel comic book called Huerve Villachez is Dead.
Yeah.
And it starts yes. off with Milk and Cheese sitting at the table. And Milk is reading the paper and he goes, Huerve Villachez is dead. And for those of you who don't know, Huerve Villachez was the little person from Fantasy Island.
He played Tattoo.
The plane, that guy.
Yeah.
And then Cheese Exam goes, where have a Village Chase is dead? You know, like question mark. And then Milk stands up and grabs a bottle of gin and goes, where have a Village Chase is dead! Exclamation point. And then the next panel is them chugging gin with baseball bats with nails in them, rioting in the streets, screaming, where have a Village Chase is dead? There's no other dialogue. And they're like bashing people and smashing cars and which is pretty much what always happened. Milk and Cheese get drunk. Milk and Cheese break stuff. Milk and Cheese scream while doing so.
My first ever exposure to Milk and Cheese was a very similar strip that was just a one-page, not even story, of them just running riot through the streets and shouting at the top of their lungs, Merv Griffin.
Yeah.
Just
Merv Griffin.
Not even. Yeah, I don't even know if Merv Griffin was alive or dead at the time.
It's wonderful. Yeah, they're yelling it in unison in the very last panel, and there's like flame.
Yeah. Yes, Milk is a carton of hate, and Cheese is a wedge of spite.
Yes, and they get drunk and they mess stuff
and
up.
And they are very violent.
Remember, I had a t-shirt that just said, gin makes a man mean.
Gin makes a man mean, yeah.
I like Milk and Cheese on it. Like, oh, it's like gritting their teeth.
Yeah. I love Milk and Cheese. I did not choose them.
Oh, my God.
Because they are a duo. They,
far and away.
Like, I'm afraid you're disqualified.
Why?
Because they're a duo.
But you can't pick one or the other. I can't say Milk is the funniest one. Or Cheese is the funniest one. That you have to take them as a tag team.
You're lucky you're the co-host.
They're a team.
You're lucky we make our own rules.
No, but it's like Abbott and Costello. You know, you're going to pick your favorite Smothers brother?
Clearly
no.
Clearly Abbott is funnier.
I see. I like the straight man. I like Costello, you know?
Abbott is the straight man.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Abbott is the straight man, you lunatic.
Which one's a fat guy?
Costello.
Okay. All right. That's fair. I forgot. Yeah, but you can't pick your favorite Smothers brother. They were both great.
Roy.
No, they were both great. There's no question.
I'm not even sure if Roy is the name of one of the Smothers brothers.
Ray, I think. Ray Smothers. Maybe I'm thinking of Ray Schmuckles now. Ray Smuckles. All right, this is devolved. We're done here. Let's get. What's the question for next week?
Hold on. How the f*** should I know? This was a month ago. No, the new question. Oh, it's too late. Oh, no. They still have technically one more day.
Yeah.
If they're hearing this on Thursday or Friday morning.
Yes.
You have until 5 p.m. Friday, whatever that date is, Friday, September 23rd. And the question is, again, from D. Murray.
Good God.
Who is gunning for Gucci status.
Good Christ. We guys are paying this guy.
The question is, what is your favorite shady organization?
Oh, that's
comics,
right.
Like
clandestine organization.
Argus or AIM or what have you. Hydra.
I love
it. Get the gist.
Could be bad. Could be good.
Right. Shield.
Yeah. Super spies. Let's do it.
Super spies, super scientists, mad scientists.
The Alec Baldwin AI that controls the ziggurat is going to tell you how to get a hold of us in just a second here. And he's probably going to insult you as well. He's kind of a jerk. But out of our hands at this point. We're just trying to keep him in, you know.
We're not in control anymore.
Yeah, we're just trying to keep him working and keep him from killing us. And
when we say he runs the ziggurat, we mean it.
Thanks everybody that called. This is a good time. I would love to hear from some ladies out there. I know you're listening. There's got to be one of you, at least.
I know that Amy's out there and she has wanted to call in, but keeps missing the deadline, Amy.
I'm crying.
The deadline is Friday at 5 o'clock.
You have all friggin' week, okay?
Frig!
Great. But for now, I'm done screaming at
you. Look, no shaming. We appreciate all of you.
No shaming. Especially no North Dakota shaming. I mean, those poor people have it tough enough. Okay? For now, this is the Two-Headed Nerd signing off.
Listen up, nerds. Because you're not going to have this Alec Baldwin AI to kick around much longer. More on that later. For now, know that Robot Doom is coming. And soon. In the meantime, if you'd like to answer the question of the week, you can leave Joe and Matt a message at 402-819-4894. Send your MP3 answer to twoheadednerd@gmail.com. Or leave a Skype message for the username Two-Headed Nerd. Share the air and keep your answer under 2 minutes, please.